All right, wrestling fans, it is time once again for Pro Wrestling America, coming to you this week from the State Farm Center in Champaign. Good news this week as we talk about the roster. No, I did get Trish and Sunshine back. No, unfortunately not. But I did have that contract from the Hacksaws come through, so they are in for the next year. Jerry Lawler's also signed a contract for the next year, so we are doing good on all of these things. Last week we had a whole bunch of things to go on. This week, possibly the same thing, because we have round four of the round robin tournament going on. We have Big Bubba Rogers in action. The title is not on the line, but we do have that big American Tag Team titles versus the Illinois and the Interstate 74 titles match between PG-13 and Disco Inferno and Lance Storm. That's this week. Also, we have in our main event another automatic rematch. This time, Too Cold Scorpio and Wildcard defending the World Tag Team titles after going through their matches in the Round Robin tournament against the former champions Tully Blanchard and Chris Candido. What's going to happen here? Well, we're going to have to wait till we get to the end of the card for that one. We're going to start off with Round Robin tournament action. Dangerous Doug Gilbert facing off against Wildcard. And they start off this episode with a great match. Doug barely manages to get the pin on Wildcard with a backslide. Some of the ringside fans complain that Doug had his foot on the ropes, but David Manning didn't see anything and awards Doug the match in a time of 7 minutes, 14 seconds. Next match has Brett Wayne Sawyer facing off against Steve Southern. And Sawyer and Southern have a decent match. Sawyer makes Southern submit to an ankle lock in a time of 5 minutes, 14 seconds, and some non-tournament action there. Going back to the tournament, we've got Kendall Windham facing off against Iron Mike Sharp. And here again is one of the great matches that the annual Round Robin tournament brings to us. Sharp and Kendall are both two-time Interstate or Television champions. They have battled back and forth with that title several times. Both men have a great match, but Kendall makes Sharp submit to a bear hug after focusing on Sharp's back with a series of backbreakers. After the match, Missy Hyatt and Eddie Gilbert come out to the interview desk. Mark Lawrence wonders what they may have to say. Missy takes the microphone from Mark and offers both Kendall and Sharp places in Hot Stuff and Hyatt International. She talks about how impressed she has been with their work in the PWA. She has also talked with both Sunshine and Gary Hart about them. Both of their former managers, having been driven out of the PWA by Akbar, speak very highly of them. Eddie takes the microphone from Missy to add his two cents. He tells both Sharp and Kendall that they both have a great opportunity in the Round Robin tournament, and it may lead to even greater things when it comes to title matches at Remember Their Legacy. He promises both of them that as members of Hot Stuff and Hyatt International, they will have title matches in May. One of them might possibly challenge for the World Heavyweight title, but they may also get a shot at the American Heavyweight title or the Illinois Heavyweight title. He says they don't have to answer right now. He will give them some time to think about it. They just have to stop by his dressing room to let him know their answer. Missy and Eddie leave. Sharp and Kendall look at each other, look at them as they leave, and well, they shrug and leave as well. Moving on to the next match. After such a moving and impassioned plea, we get to two guys who have already made their choices. Liger comes out to the ring with Missy. Paul Diamond comes out with Akbar. They have a decent match. Diamond tries to match Liger's high-flying style, but he's quickly outmatched. Diamond creates some separation by messing with Liger's mask. Diamond takes that time to talk with Akbar on the ring apron. When Liger gets his mask back in its proper place, he springboards off the middle turnbuckle with a flying head scissor that sends Akbar into the guardrail. Diamond waits for Liger to get back onto the ring apron. He goes for a shoulder block, but Liger counters it with a kick to the face before leaping over into a sunset flip for the pin in a time of 6 minutes 33 seconds. Your winner is Jushin Liger. Well, since their surprise appearance last week, Rolando Freeman and Billy Travis have been wanting to get their hands on the Hacksaws and Percy Pringle. Eddie granted them their wish, but I'm sure once they actually get into the ring, they will regret their demands. Now they don't even make it to the ring. As Pringle leads the Hacksaws out, Rolando and Travis attack them from behind. The four men brawl into the aisle until Reed picks Rolando up in a military press. He walks halfway down the aisle with Rolando overhead. Reed tosses him over the middle rope into the ring. As Reed climbs onto the ring apron, Nick Patrick calls for the bell. Reed climbs through the ropes. Rolando scoots back until he reaches the turnbuckle. He tries to roll over to crawl out of the ring, but Reed grabs his ankles. Reed drags him back into the middle of the ring. He cinches Rolando's ankles under his arms and spins him around in a giant swing. He releases Rolando into the corner opposite where Duggan has taken up a place. Reed tags in Duggan. Travis is still somewhere in the aisle. Duggan gets down in a three-point stance and waits for Rolando to get back to his feet. When Rolando does, Duggan blasts through him and then covers him for the easy pin in a time of 3 minutes, 18 seconds. Pringle celebrates with his new tag team and grabs the microphone. He climbs into the ring and challenges the winners of either tag team title match tonight to defend their titles against the Hacksaws. He is sure that none of the teams want to get into the ring with both Hacksaws, but the gauntlet has been thrown down. Next match, Big Bubba Rogers facing off against Tommy Rogers. This match was expected to be a cakewalk for Big Bubba Rogers, and it is. Big Bubba plays with Tommy until Randy Anderson is shoved aside one too many times. He calls for the bell, giving the match to Tommy Rogers by disqualification. Akbar orders him to reverse the decision, but Anderson remains firm. Big Bubba whips Tommy across the ring and crushes him with another avalanche before leaving the ring. Akbar stays in the ring, though, because he's got some words to say to Randy Anderson from last week's match for the World Heavyweight title. But Jerry Lawler's music starts to play, saving him for the moment, as Lawler climbs into the ring, telling Akbar to get out of the way, because his time in the ring is done. It's time for Lawler to have his match. And so, begrudgingly, Akbar leaves the ring, and Mike Jackson comes down to the ring. Yeah, in another match that isn't supposed to take long, Jerry Lawler takes out Mike Jackson in 22 seconds after a vicious clothesline and a pile driver. Lawler asks for the microphone, and he tells Akbar that he can stick all of his promises and all of his threats where the sun doesn't shine, because Lawler is going to help take care of all the things that are going on in Devastation Incorporated. He's already sided with me, but I'm not down to the ring because I'm taking care of things for our next match, making sure that that is all taken care of, because I know Lawler doesn't need me down in his corner. So what is that next match? Title versus title. PG-13's American Tag Team titles up against Lance Storm's Illinois title and Disco Inferno's Interstate 74 title. This is the match that everyone wants to see. Akbar's American Tag Team champions defending the titles against my champions. Every title's on the line. Whoever gets pinned or submits loses his title. Akbar and I have agreed that anyone who gets themselves involved in this match will be suspended for 6 months. I know I can trust Akbar about as far as I can throw him. But I don't believe he wants to let any of his guys have 6 months where they're not making the big money, where they're not able to continue his reign of terror. All of us make it down to the ring without incident. However, David Manning almost immediately throws the match out because no one will actually leave the ring. He calls for the bell as JC Ice and Lance start through the ropes to the ring apron, but Ice comes immediately back into the ring and attacks Disco. That brings in Lance, and all hell breaks loose. David Manning declares the match a no contest. All four men brawl throughout the ringside area. Akbar and I even get involved in the action. Security finally breaks us up after Disco and I put Akbar through a table after a super kick from Lance. Now it's up to Akbar and myself to see what we are doing with the situation. Does everyone keep their titles? Is everyone stripped of their titles? Of course, I overrule Akbar's desire to strip everyone and declare new tournaments for the vacant titles. All four men keep their respective titles. We will have to see if there might be the chance for another match between these two great teams in the near future. Now the Jumbotron lights up. And backstage, you have Eddie, Missy, Doug, and Dustin in their dressing room when there's a knock on the door. When Doug opens the door, they are surprised to see both Kendall Windham and Iron Mike Sharp standing there. Apparently, they arrived at the same time. Missy asks them what they want. They both try to step through the door at the same time, but they run into each other. After a couple of times of this happening, Doug drags Sharp into the dressing room. Missy repeats her question. Sharp says he accepts. Kendall says the same thing. Eddie and Dustin look pleased about it. Missy asks why it took so long for them to give an answer. They were basically handed blank checks to be able to cash. Both Sharp and Kendall say they don't want blank checks. They can easily earn any title shot they are given. However, neither of them are above using a relationship with someone on the booking committee to help them earn those shots. Eddie and Missy welcome the two newest members of Hot Stuff and Hyatt International. The Civil War is looking like it is going to start getting a bit more uncivil. Moving to the groups that aren't in Hot Stuff and Hyatt International, we have my guy, Too Cold Scorpio, one half of the World Tag Team Champions, facing off against Akbar's Psychosis. And they have a great match that is truly meant for the stratosphere. Both men display great aerial moves as they try to one-up each other with bigger and better moves. Finally, with just over 30 seconds left in the time limit, Psychosis nails a float-over superplex for the pin. So your winner is Psychosis in a time of 14 minutes, 24 seconds. Next match has Goldust facing off against Eric Embry. And Goldust and Eric have a good match. Akbar doesn't come out with Goldust, so I don't accompany Eric. Goldust tries to keep Eric off balance with the whole WWF Attitude Era version of himself. Eric gets completely unnerved throughout the match. I finally have to come out to the ring to calm him down. However, I end up costing him the match as Goldust grabs him from behind from the ropes and drops him with an inverted DDT for the pin. So your winner is Goldust in a time of 13 minutes, 6 seconds. Last match of the Round Robin tournament for this week, Dustin Rhodes facing off against Iceman King Parsons. And Dustin and Iceman have a great match. Iceman gets the advantage and has the match won with a back suplex off the middle turnbuckle. However, Tommy Young gets knocked out in the process. Chris Candido rushes down to the ring. He wraps a chain around his hand and cold cocks Iceman. He rolls Dustin over on top of Iceman, but Dustin starts to get up as well. He complains to Candido, who knocks him out with the chain as well. Dustin lands on top of Iceman. Candido gets Young back to his feet so he can make the pinfall count. Candido celebrates as he talks about how he can still influence matches in the PWA, even though he is not on the booking committee anymore. But your winner, thanks to Chris Candido, is Dustin Rhodes in a time of 13 minutes, 20 seconds. Now we have the main event. World Tag Team titles on the line. Too Cold Scorpio and Wild Card defending the titles against the former champions Tully Blanchard and Chris Candido. This is the automatic rematch for them from St. Valentine's Day Massacre. When Akbar comes down to the ring with the challengers, he grabs the microphone and declares the match is going to be a no disqualification match because he doesn't want a repeat of the travesty of the American Tag Team title match or anything involving the referee in this match, who is Randy Anderson. I come out with the champions and agree with Akbar. We don't need another match that doesn't clear things up. This match gets crazy from the beginning as weapons are introduced by both sides. Akbar and I get readily involved. Wildcard and I set a table up ringside. Candido nails me from behind. Wildcard takes him out with a chair shot to the face. Akbar swings at me with his cane, but I duck it. I put him through a table with a suplex. Tully and Scorpio battle it out in the ring. Tully drops Scorpio throat first across the top rope. I grab a trash can from under the ring. I throw it into the ring. Tully grabs it and nails Scorpio over the head with it. Wildcard slides into the ring. Tully charges him with a trash can, but Wildcard drop kicks him through it. Candido climbs onto the ring apron, but I pull him away. I nail him with a knee to the solar plexus, then I hit my signature move, the Branch Davidian double underhook backbreaker on him. Wildcard takes advantage on Tully, but the ring swarms with members of Devastation Incorporated. My supporters, which I still haven't officially named them yet, follow them down. Almost the entire PWA roster is in the ring. The rest of the referees come down to the ring. In the middle of all the chaos, Wildcard has Tully up on his shoulders. Scorpio comes off the top turnbuckle with a flying sunset flip into a powerbomb on Tully. Scorpio covers him. Some referee makes the pinfall count. In the midst of all the chaos, Scorpio and Wildcard retain the World Tag Team titles in a time of 11 minutes, 51 seconds. As they retrieve the belts, the Sheepherders attack them. By the time the attack is over, the Sheepherders walk up the aisle with the title belts. The rest of Devastation Incorporated follows them back to the dressing room. Most of my guys are bloodied around the ringside area. The crowd boos, even though we try to give them a reason to cheer. So a bloody mess of all of my guys, but Scorpio and Wildcard are still the World Tag Team Champions, although Devastation Incorporated now has possession of the belts, thanks to the Sheepherders. This is still far from over. I don't see this ending before Remember Their Legacy, and that's still another 2 months away. Now, 2.5, really. So this is going to go on for a while. So if you're not up for a wild ride, I may suggest coming back in June. If your heart can't take the wild rides and the ups and downs, I may consider telling you to come back in June for the PWA. But before we leave, let's look over the scorecard from the Round Robin tournament. You have Goldust and Dustin Rhodes with 3-1 records. You have the bulk of them sitting at 2-2. Jushin Liger, Doug Gilbert, Too Cold Scorpio, Eric Ember, Kendall Windham, Psychosis, Wildcard, and Iceman King Parsons, which leaves in the basement with 1-3 records, Paul Diamond and Iron Mike Sharp. But again, this whole thing has been so crazy this year that this could completely flip upside down. We could actually see Iron Mike Sharp pulling this out. But you're going to have to come back and see next time. But just looking at what we have next time, you have in the Round Robin tournament some interesting matches coming up, as you have Doug Gilbert and Psychosis, Jushin Thunder Liger and Eric Embry, Goldust and Paul Diamond, the World Tag Team Champions having to face each other, Kendall Windham and King Parsons, another pair of guys who are very friendly with each other, and then Dustin Rhodes facing off against Iron Mike Sharp. So again, another one of those where, yeah, we could start that flip even next week, as you have both 3-1 wrestlers facing off against the 1-3 wrestlers. This is going to be possibly some craziness going on here. But you're going to have to come back next week to see all of that. But until then, this is Southern Dynamite thanking you for being here, supporting Pro Wrestling America, your favorite fantasy wrestling league on the internet. We will see you next week.